Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When future historians go searching for the final nail in the U.S. coffin, they may well settle on the date April 20th, 2024. On that day, Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars, hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA, and give the U.S. President the power to shut down whatever part of the Internet he disagrees with. The U.S. and its allies have already sent over $300 billion to Ukraine, and the country is still losing its war with Russia. Nobody believes another $60 billion will pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. But this additional money is meant to keep up appearances until November at the expense of Americans who are forced to pay for it and Ukrainians who are forced to die for it. Speaker Johnson could not have passed these monstrosities without the full support of House Democrats. And as the majority of Republicans voted against more money for Ukraine. So in the worst example of bipartisanship, Johnson reached across the aisle, stiffed the Republican majority that elected him Speaker, and pushed through a massive gift to the warfare corporate welfare state. After the House voted to send another $60 billion to notoriously corrupt Ukraine, members waved Ukrainian flags on the House floor and chanted, Ukraine, Ukraine. While I find it's distasteful and disgusting, in some ways it seemed fitting. And not to be outdone, the U.S. Senate on that same day passed the extension of Section 702 of the FISA Act, which not only allowed the government to continue spying on us without a warrant, but also contained new language massively expanding how they can spy on us. Many conservative voters are asking, what's the point of Republican control of the House is if the agenda is determined by Democrats? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is given reported to have bragged to his colleagues about how easily Speaker Johnson gave Democrats everything they wanted and asked for nothing in return.
The House, the Republicans don't deserve the House. This, with President Trump, is a criminal conspiracy. It's now been shown, you got the White House, you got DOJ. The head guy at DOJ is arguing the frickin' case in New York in a state court. For Manhattan prosecutors. Now Julie Kelly, because she went through, she's done the hard work, has shown you what's happening with the classified documents set up. The whole thing is a scam, from Fannie Willis to Jack Smith to Big Tish James. A conspiracy on lawfare, and it's working. And the reason it's working, we're allowing it to work. You are worthless, Jim Jordan. You are worthless. Polly Pockets Johnson, worthless, and I don't care how many puff pieces in Politico, and I don't care how many times Chuck Schumer, that condemns you even more. You are working with and for people out to destroy the country, and it is obvious now, as the nose on your face, it's obvious that the House Republicans want Trump to lose. They're going to raise all this money from Paul Singer to hold the House and maybe add a seat, take a couple of seats in the Senate, and they're just fine with that because they think they can wait MAGA out where they got other news coming.
Stick with us, folks. It is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The only show that dares to speak the truth. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host today, and with us for the next 30 minutes or hour, I'm not sure yet, we have Owen Schroyer, the esteemed, acclaimed host of The War Room, which is going to be live this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Owen, what is on your mind today, sir?
Well, this is really at the top of my mind. It's bothering me a lot. I didn't get much sleep last night over it. And when I see both sides of the political aisle getting played like we are right now, it really bothers me more so than just even just dealing with the crap that we deal with from the left, the liberals, the Democrats, the progressives, because you kind of feel like, well, there's still some people that see the light. You know, not everybody thinks that children should be mutilated and called trans kids, right? Okay, so that's not something that we're all falling for. But I think that I'm starting to see clearly the 2024 PSYOP that's being played out right now. And it is, to put it simply, the Israel versus Palestine conversation that's now hitting the streets of the United States of America. And when I go back and I think about the follow-up coverage to October 7th, I realize that, you know what, InfoWars was right again. We had it right on the money. The biggest concern was this centuries-old holy war from the other side of the planet is now going to be encompassing our streets. It's going to be encompassing our political debates, our conversations, and now it has. Now it absolutely has. And instead of talking about $100 billion yet again being robbed from the American people annually and given to foreign nations and their border security and who knows what else, most of the money just gets stolen, laundered, the weapons, everything. Now we're talking about Israel and Palestine. And I'm just sick of it. But aside from the frustration, here's the PSYOP that I see playing out now. This is going to be used for the next wave of censorship. This is going to be used for the next wave of trying to control things on the internet. We're already seeing this play out in front of our eyes. There's multiple bills out there making anti-Semitic speech illegal. You can complain about white people all day long. You can even cook that into the system. It's fine. I can even come on air and complain about black people. I can complain about Muslims. And there's no legislation. People might complain and call you names, but there's no legislation. There's no calls from politicians or local governments saying, oh, no, you can't do that. Only when it deals with anti-Semitism. So all that's going to do is push the left even more committed to their pro-Palestinian stance. It's going to push the left to get out into the streets. What did we see after they cleared the Columbia University protest last week? Now the protests have quadrupled in size. Now they've gone to other campuses around the nation. So this is kind of the Pavlov's dog response. This is the problem reaction solution. It's playing out exactly how they want it to play out. And they already have it cooked in where, oh, anti-Semitism is illegal. But here's where it gets dangerous to me, Chase. And the FBI has just released another statement. There have been dozens of these statements. It kind of gets whispered into the wind. We are on a red alert. The FBI is saying we are at an all-time high for a terror attack. Now, it doesn't take a genius to know why. We have a wide-open southern border. So we have a wide-open southern border, tens of millions of people pouring in. We have this centuries-old holy war that you can see. There's genuine hatred on both sides of this. One side says, we want them all dead. The other side says, we want them all dead. Again, this is on the other side of the planet. And now it's in our colleges, it's in our media, it's in our political conversation. As we're getting raked over the coals, we're getting robbed, our children are being destroyed. And this is now the conversation that we're having. I feel at this point a false flag is imminent. And that's not to say that there might be some sort of organic terror event.
They allow it to happen.
Exactly.
They create the environment for the amoeba to grow.
Bingo. And so this is where I think we're headed now. And I'm afraid it's going to be blamed on Palestinians, or it's going to be blamed on Iran. It's going to be blamed on some anti-Israel faction, and we're going to get Patriot Act 2.0.
Yep.
We're going to get expansive wars in the Middle East. Israel is once again going to control our foreign policy as the American way of life crumbles to the ground. And this is how I see things playing out. And maybe, this might be getting kind of to the edge of this theory, maybe even it gets so bad and then they use it to cancel the election. So that might be kind of the far end of this.
I think they're going to use it to justify replacing Biden at the DNC. Because if there is an attack and it's an anti-Semitic attack and it comes from any migrant that's crossed the border in the name of Palestine or Iran or whatever, then they can use that to say, look, Joe Biden's obviously incompetent. Look at this border. Why don't we replace him as the candidate with Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom? I think that the intelligence community is trying to figure out a way to ensure that Trump doesn't win, and they know they have to replace Joe Biden in order to do it smoothly.
It's obviously a difficult thing for them to do. They have to kind of create the opening to remove Biden. And I think that in a way, maybe that's why Jim Jordan and Comer and the others haven't pressed as hard on the gas to remove Biden at this stretch, simply because that might end up doing the Democrats' job. They want to find a way to remove Biden, too, but they can't really do it. So maybe that's why the Republicans are kind of just not pushing the gas on getting rid of Biden or impeaching Biden or really trying to press the criminal indictments in the Biden family, because they realize that's the case. You know, I didn't intend to get into the conversation of who could the Democrats replace Biden with, but nonetheless, the FBI just made another statement. Again, they've made dozens of statements since October 7th, and really before, too, just talking about the open border and the terror threat. But they just made another statement. It was NBC News basically saying we're at the highest level of terror alert in modern American history, and there could be extremists and terror cells growing in this country, and basically insinuating that a terror attack is imminent, Chase.
Yes. And it's funny because just weeks before the Moscow attack, Owen, they came out and said that there was, you know, they encouraged American citizens or members of the public not to go to any major concerts or public events in Moscow because of a heightened risk. And we know that all the evidence suggests that Ukraine was behind that attack. And, of course, the United States intelligence community is behind Ukraine and these other cutouts. So what they do is they warn you of an attack, so when it happens, it doesn't look like they're responsible for the attack. They want to issue the warning. And even going all the way back to 9/11, they're like, oh, we had evidence and tips that there might have been an attack. They want to almost portray a shred of confidence so that you still believe in the system. But, I mean, if we look at these conflicts from Afghanistan to Iraq, estimates of 500,000 civilians killed in these wars over the last 20 years, some by ISIS and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, others by the United States, just collateral damage, or Joe Biden droning families moving water from one place to another, as an example. But we, the United States, have perpetrated attacks and death on a level far beyond the conflict between Palestine and Israel, far beyond the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. I mean, if you really look at what the United States did to Iraq, it is no better, morally speaking, than what Russia did to Ukraine. Frankly, I would say that Russia actually had much more of a justification for invading Ukraine than the United States ever had for invading Iraq. So it comes off to me very hypocritical, frankly, evil that we see our intelligence community and our politicians so antagonistic to the tyranny of Vladimir Putin when we've been doing the same crap for decades.
Well, and that's kind of been a building frustration of the left. Obama really ran in 2008 as anti-war against these foreign interventions. Of course, that didn't last long once he got into the office, but nonetheless. And so, but that's kind of like another level of this PSYOP. You know, conservatives, the reaction is always to, when you see these lunatic leftist protesters, to kind of puff your chest up and, you know, stand up tall and say, hey, no, we're for America. And you might not want to admit that, well, you know, maybe there is some foundational truths to where the left is coming from, maybe morally on these issues. They can't explain it. They're just out there responding to an email or a tweet or something that they get to go protest in the streets. I mean, we literally have videos of these protesters. I think it was in New York where they say, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing out here. I don't know who organized it. And see, but that's what I'm saying. It's like the response from the right to this has really been kind of pathetic. And they come out and they claim that these protesters are Hamas. I mean, that's just ridiculous. These are ignorant college students who don't know anything. They're LARPing. Right.
They might accidentally be wearing a Hamas scarf, but they don't.
Or they'll say they're Hamas. These people have never been to Palestine. They've never been to the Middle East. They couldn't find it on a map. It's a LARPing event. But then the right wing that's pro-Israel uses this seriously, and they say, oh my gosh, that's Hamas. Look, it's Hamas on the streets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Young people aren't having sex. They're not meeting. They're not mating. The pool of emotionally and economically viable men shrinks every day, which lessens household formation. So we have a real issue. Young people are enraged. So it turns every cut, every movement into an opportunistic infection because, quite frankly, they are just pissed off. They look up. They see wealth, exceptional wealth across my generation and people in certain industries. And they are really struggling. Their purchasing power is going down. And the incumbents create artificial scarcity on campus. We take pride in rejecting 90% of our applicants. So the incumbents who already have a degree see their degree go up in value. We get very concerned with housing and traffic once we own a housing. Housing permits are sequestered from young people. Housing prices have gone from 290 to 420 in the last 4 years. So a young person, a house, stocks that I don't own, skyrocket in value. Let's have COVID relief and flush the markets and take assets way up because if a million people dying would be bad, would be tragic if I got less wealthy. And we're doing it on their credit card. Young people have every reason to be enraged, and every issue they see, they look up, they get angry, and they see someone doing better than them, and then every day it is speedballed in their face that they are failing, that they are not doing as well as everyone around them. We have lost the script. Our kids are more anxious and more depressed and more obese and more addicted, and we have made a purposeful decision to let this happen by ensuring the people around this table stay wealthy at the cost of
money. I think Scott Galloway nailed it right there. When you have bankruptcies up 20% year over year, when you have interest rates through the roof on mortgages, when you have credit card debt at record highs, and all of this struggling, and the main thing being that under Trump, you had to work one good job in order to make ends meet. Now everybody's working three crappy jobs to make ends meet. And I mean, I see people in my neighborhood. I live in a fairly nice neighborhood. We built our house in a new developed neighborhood. There are people in our neighborhood group that are reaching out, hey, just lost my job at Google, starting a car wash business. Like, stuff like that is happening. Everyone, there's no shame in that. There's no shame in hustling and working hard. And if you got to drive Uber or if you got to drive DoorDash to make ends meet, I would do the same thing if I needed to. Absolutely. But the fact that Americans are having to do jobs like this that are way beneath their skill set and their ability to contribute to civilization is really indicative of the crimes of our political class and our own people. So it really, in that context, it's such a shame that we see protests on behalf of either Israel or either Palestine or either Ukraine when we have so much crime and corruption impacting our own people by our own government with the wide open border. Do you think that 18 to 30 year old Americans, Owen, are ever going to wake up and realize that they're protesting the wrong damn thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, college students in recent history have always been ignorant to a certain degree, myself included. I'm not removing myself from that conversation. I think that there's a big part of the puzzle, though, that he misses there, and he obviously leaves it out, I think, with cause, because he doesn't talk about $100 billion annually for foreign countries, right?
Right.
People see that, right? He talks about young people being enraged. Well, they see that. They see how our money is being given to foreign nations. I mean, that should enrage them. But we kind of have this, I mean, it's almost like it's the perfect example of a compare and contrast from the Trump years to the Biden years, where we can see probably clearer for the first time that policy really has this big of an impact, that policy really is this important. A simple energy policy can make the difference in $1,000, $1,500 a month, maybe $500, depending on your current life situation. I mean, a simple energy policy can be the difference between living paycheck to paycheck and being able to put some money in your savings account. A simple energy policy. And so we have now lived it with 4 years of Trump versus 4 years of Biden. We can now see the difference. We have a very short window of time, a very easy compare and contrast to actually see the difference there. And that's what I think makes it so frustrating to people that, that actually do pay attention to this stuff. They realize that this is so unnecessary. It's so unnecessary for us to have this high cost of living. But you just add the frustration of, oh, okay, $100 billion annually for illegal immigrants, $100 billion annually for foreign countries' wars, for blood money, on top of the policies that, that cause the cost of living to go up. All of this is completely unnecessary. Meanwhile, your infrastructure is crumbling. Your cities are less safe than they've ever been. I mean, everybody's probably been a victim of a robbery in the last 12 months. I mean, probably everybody. I have. I've had people steal packages off the front porch of my house.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is something everybody is dealing with. And again, the question you asked, well, when are they going to put down the foreign country's flag and pick up the American flag? Well, I guess we're starting to realize why you have all the anti-American propaganda running rampant in the media, running rampant in the education system, so that they don't. So that when America's being conquered, they put the flag down and they think that, okay, well, I don't really care. I don't identify as American. I don't identify as this. And that's exactly what we're witnessing now.
What's crazy is I started a business in 2016, and for the majority of Trump's presidency, his first term, I lived in Orange County, California. Now, Orange County, California, traditionally speaking, has been thought of as like a red dot in a blue state, but it's not. I think the last couple of election cycles it's voted left. Certainly when I was there, it was run by leftists. And the funny thing is, everything was in the business community. I was going to Chamber of Commerce meetings, networking meetings. I was growing my business, meeting with business owners locally. The whole vibe, the zeitgeist, was this optimism about business. And nobody ever, no leftist would attribute that optimism to Donald Trump's leadership. Now we have a situation where the entire zeitgeist is hopelessness and helplessness, and businesses are rolling back expenses and they're playing defense now instead of offense, and everybody is on the left is blaming Trump still somehow for the pain that they feel. So that cognitive dissonance there is so palpable. Do you really think it's just a matter of the establishment media and these establishment institutions, from our entertainment all the way to the press, having that substantial of an impact on the psyche of the people? I mean, there's got to be a breaking point where people snap out of it.
Well, think about what they're consuming. They're consuming all they're getting is anti-American messaging, right? Anybody who puts a pro-America message out there, like Donald Trump, they're the ones being attacked. They're a racist. They're a bigot. They're a Nazi. They're all these things. So they're not going to consume these things. They buy into that, so they don't consume the people that are trying to support America. They don't consume the messages of an InfoWars or other hosts that want to build up America, save America. They're told that's the demon, that's the enemy. You have to ignore this. You have to discount this. You have to censor this. We have to destroy this. And so they buy into that. So all they're consuming is the anti-America message. That's all they consume. That's all they get. And I guess it is a cognitive dissonance to not realize you're an American. You don't live in Israel. You don't live in Palestine. You don't live in Ukraine. You don't live in Russia.
Right.
You live in America.
And America isn't something that happens to you. You're something that happens to your country. So to say, like, oh, I'm against America as an American is just to be against the self. I mean, we are the ones that actually have an influence on our culture.
Well, we're supposed to be a country of self-government.
Right.
So that's really where we've lost the way. If you really want to get down to brass tacks, that's where we've lost the way. If we were still a nation of self-government, we wouldn't get taxed out the wazoo, and we wouldn't have a situation where Congress is waving Ukrainian flags because they can get unlimited money for any war they want overseas in a country that most Americans probably couldn't even locate on a map.
Absolutely. Well, that tea tax is actually looking pretty good compared to all the tax that we have now. Folks, stick with us for more on the other side. We are going to go to a short break here. Make sure you check out Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. It'll elevate your energy levels with essential vitamins and say goodbye to crashes. Check it out for that foundational energy that will keep you going in the info war. Visit drjonesnaturals.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this afternoon, joined by the great Owen Schroyer, who will be on the air in an hour and a half again as well, hosting the War Room at InfoWars.com/show. Now, Alex posted this on X. We can do overhead cam, please.
He says, this has always been the plan. Create civil unrest and use that as the pretext to trigger digital lockdowns. This is a post that he was, quote, tweeting from Colin Rugg. Just in, Columbia University has announced classes will be remote for the rest of the year as anti-Israel protests rock the school. There are now growing calls for tuition refunds for the $70,000 a year now that it has practically turned into an online school. Owen, looking at this, what are your thoughts?
Well, it just gets back to everything that I've been talking about here, how it's all a distraction. It's all going to be used, as Alex points out here, to bring in some new levels of tyranny, some new levels of government-sanctioned censorship. But I really still believe, as we opened up the hour, that this is going to lead to a false flag in that there could be some sort of an organic terror event. There could be some terrorists coming in from other countries that actually do it. But it's like you were saying, it's building the environment to have this happen and then letting it happen so that you can engage in your next level of power grab, your next agenda, kind of like what a lot of people think Israel did on October 7th. So that's what I see coming here. But we were talking about in the break how things are so different now, where I was in college, I was at a big university, University of Missouri, Columbia, Mizzou as it's known, in 2008 and 2009, and there were protests. I remember Obama came to our campus, and there were a bunch of people there, and there were protests, and there were discussions at the lunch table, in the cafeteria, whatever, in the classroom, and sometimes they might even get a little heated, but it was never hate-filled and vitriolic and looking at each other like they're the enemy. This is a new brand. I mean, this is a new vibe that we're witnessing here. And to think that this is all about a foreign conflict in the other side of the planet that's been going on, a holy war for centuries, most of these people, I mean, who knows if they're really Jewish or Palestinian or whatever. I would guess most are not. And yet, if they are, it's likely that their families moved here to America to get away from that, to get away from that conflict. And now you're going to bring it here? Now you're going to bring it to our streets? I'm just fed up with it. But it doesn't matter whether I support one side or the other. It doesn't matter whether I like it or am fed up with it. This is so clearly going to be used for a new level of censorship, a new level of Patriot Act 2.0. I really think they're building something big here.
Yeah, and even Republicans are behind it with passing warrantless surveillance through FISA.
Of course. Well, and I mean, there's only a small fraction of the Republican Party that won't get on its knees whenever the Israel lobby tells it to and throw some money down. So you're dealing with that as well. And this is creating more strife, I think, in Congress. The Democrat Party has its anti-Israel wing. Everybody knows about the Squad. It's no secret, but yet they're relatively silent on these issues, and that's for a reason. They know where the money comes from, and Nancy Pelosi cracks the whip. They get right back in line. AOC goes out in the woods with Joe Biden and drags him along. So, I mean, they're all playing ball. There was actually a speech by J.D. Vance today. I was going to mention this earlier when you were talking about U.S. foreign involvement and entanglement and how many lives have been lost because of it. J.D. Vance gave a speech on the floor earlier today kind of about that and how, you know, this used to be a Christian nation, but because of our foreign involvements, a lot of Christians have been murdered. A lot of Christians in the Middle East specifically have had their lives.
And the total neglect of the Armenian genocide that happened recently as well.
Well, and you know, and that's another issue. Notice how it really is at this point. It's the media that decides what you're upset about.
Right. They pick and choose the humanitarian crisis to focus
on. You could pick any humanitarian crisis that's going on in any part in the world. I mean, you can go to Africa, you can go to Somalia, you can go to Yemen, you can go to China. I mean, you could pick your humanitarian crisis. But this is the flavor of the month. This is where the propaganda, this is where the focus is. And it's all about money and it's all about power.
Well, the thing that alarms me, and I'm somebody who is, I wouldn't use the term Islamophobic because I believe in freedom of religion and I don't hate anyone for being Muslim. I don't have a problem with people practicing Islam, but I am somebody who is vehemently opposed to that religion, not just as a Christian, but because of all the political implications of its philosophy, right? Sharia law, suicide bombing. I just think it's a violent, ignorant, screwed up religion that's catalyzed, I think, over 40% of marriages in the Middle East are between first or second cousins. They certainly are on the Gaza Strip. I'm not a pro-Muslim guy. Fine, call me Islamophobic, because I believe that Muhammad was a pedophile and a terrible prophet. But that being said, it is incredibly bothersome to me that of all the things we can criticize here in the United States, Israel is the only example of something that I have seen people lose their ability to bank for criticizing. From Ryan Dawson, who had to move to Japan because he came out with some content against Israel and its potential involvement in 9/11 and other things, or Anthony Torba, leader of Gab. I mean, there are countless examples of people who literally cannot have a bank account in the United States because of their statements about Israel, not about Jews, not their support for terrorist organizations or their explicit even support for anti-Semitism, but just because they have been vehemently antagonistic toward Israel. And regardless of whether they're right or not, there is something deeply wrong when you cannot participate in a monetary system in a free country because of your political position on a foreign nation.
Well, this is a real development that's happening right now. I think that neutral, fair observers that don't really have a dog in the fight, I would put myself in that grouping. We've observed that. I mean, that's a neutral observation, and I think that it applies to beyond just debanking. It obviously applies to censorship on social media platforms, even on X, right? We still see that. That's like the one thing you can't talk about on X, or Ben Shapiro will show up in a cape and give you a yarmulke and fly you over to a Holocaust museum.
Right.
So people are observing that, and they're reporting on that. Again, I don't even have a dog in the fight. That's just something that's obviously happening. And so what I think comes next with these protests, as it looks like just right down the road here at UT Austin, is starting to get out of hand. So this is obviously going to go nationwide. So the heavy hand is being played, right? The heavy hand is being played. Anti-Semitism is the one untouchable. You can't do it. You want to hate white people? Fine. You can even talk bad about black people. You'll probably be okay. They'll call you racist, but you can do it. You can talk bad about Muslims. They'll call you an Islamophobe, but you'll be okay. But no, anti-Semitism is now a crime. You can't do it. Well, they know that. Well, that's only going to push their protests to the next level, trying to shut down their protests and say, no, this is the one group you can't criticize. This is the one war where you can't pick a side. You have to support this side of it. That's all you can do. That's only going to make their protests even more fiery. That's only going to give them more ammunition and reason to get out in the streets. So I think that this is being done by design. I think they're playing the heavy hand on the anti-Semitism issue and on the Israel issue. I think they're playing the heavy hand to try to stoke these protests. I think they want them to grow. I think they want them to get bigger. Yeah. They probably even want them to get violent. I don't know if you can make them as violent as the Black Lives Matter riots, but I think that that's the goal. I think that's why you have the heavy-handed approach. I think that's why it's all in on this right now, because that's all it's done. Whether that's the goal or not, forget about it. That's what it's done. This was an isolated protest to a couple cities, maybe specifically New York. Now it's in Texas. Now it's in California. Now it's in Detroit. Now it's in Ohio. Now it's in Tennessee. So because of the pushback and the heavy-handedness of you can't criticize Israel, or you can't be pro-Palestine, or you're a Nazi, or you're Hamas, that's only going to make these protests grow.
Absolutely. Now, we're coming up on a break here in about 30 seconds. So I want to take this opportunity to remind everybody that Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is 40% off. And I'm not just trying to abruptly go into a plug here. It makes sense that you would go to InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air because of everything that Owen's been talking about over the last hour. This censorship and this political, psychological manipulation of our people, it's now more important than ever that the truth can be told worldwide. Visit InfoWarsStore.com for Ultimate Fish Oil right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads.
neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel, that's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are, that's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there's an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide, Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander, lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believed them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism, because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
There you have it, folks. What do you think about that? It strikes me as mystifying that you would have Netanyahu coming out saying that we have an anti-Semitism problem here in the United States. And I understand why he would, because it's in the interest of his own national security to rally the United States in support of him in this conflict. But it's mystifying that we would see that today, when on Saturday, on Hitler's birthday, the United States gave $61 billion to Nazis in Ukraine. So we funded Nazis on Hitler's birthday, but the anti-Semitism problem isn't in Ukraine, it's in the United States. What do you think about that, Owen?
I want to talk about irony. How about the fact that the left was crying Nazi about anybody they disagreed with for 7 years, and now they're actually going full Nazi? But that's just some fodder there. What I find mystifying, as you say it, how about this? Why is Benjamin Netanyahu commenting on the state of United States universities? Where does he get off thinking that he can comment about activity on universities in the United States of America? I'm a little confused at where he thinks he comes into play here. Why don't you worry about Israel? Okay, so that irks me a little bit. But to go beyond just commenting on the status, he's calling for a cease of the protests? Benjamin Netanyahu is telling Americans they can't protest at a university in the United States of America? I'm sorry. Last time I checked, you are not the president of the United States, and even the president of the United States cannot stop First Amendment activity. So you can disagree with the protests. We still have a right to protest. And if these protesters want to redress their grievances because they don't like the U.S. funding Israel, then they have a right. They literally have a right to do so. Now, if they start blocking the streets, mop them up. Mop them up, throw them in jail. You shouldn't be able to block the streets. You start blocking entrances to campus and stopping people from getting in class, again, I'd say, okay, if you're stopping the flow of society, if you're stopping the flow of civilization, then yeah, okay, I think at that point you've had enough. But if you're peacefully marching, even if I disagree with it, you have that right. If you're peacefully protesting and not engaging in any violence or stopping the flow of society, then I think you have a right. But where does Benjamin Netanyahu get off thinking that he can call for protests to stop in the United States? So all this is going to do is add fuel to the fire. All this is going to do is increase the protests and make them bigger. So, again, it's back to that we talked about earlier. But this is where my frustration continues. Where is the issue with anti-Americanism on college campuses? Where is the issue with systemic racism happening on college campuses? I went to UT probably about 7 or so years ago. They removed a statue. I forget who the statue was. It was some founder, I think, of UT. It was a big Texas legend. He had a big statue there. And they removed it because they said he was a racist in the middle of the night. And as they're removing the statue, they're chanting death to America. They're chanting death to America. These are college liberals at UT chanting death to America. Where's the big national case? Where's the big national news? Where's the president of the United States saying this is a problem? Donald Trump would have. So what is this thing? So we can be anti-American on college universities. That's fine. We can be anti-white on college campuses, anti-man. We can do all this stuff. We can be anti-science. We can be anti-common sense. We can do all of these things on the college campus. That's fine. But the minute you want to protest against Israel, it has to be shut down. And the prime minister of Israel thinks he can come in here and call for it to be shut down? I'm sorry. This is just wrong on so many levels. But all I see is this adding fuel to the flame, and now these protests are just going to continue to get bigger.
Well, and I absolutely 100% agree with you, Owen, and I am not somebody who supports these protests. I'm somebody who's, like I said, very, very reluctant to support Islam, just generally speaking. And my sentiment on the matter is, why is this sentiment in the country at all? Why have we allowed it to seep across the board? I don't think that they should be silenced or censored. I think absolutely they have the right to protest. But what's even more alarming that came to mind while you were talking, Owen, is Columbia's shutting down the campus for remote classes and in favor of remote classes because of the danger to Jewish students. And what you said is really true. These protests are less violent by several standard deviations than the BLM protests that were occurring during the Summer of Love years ago. And they were never shutting down campus for those. Now, I know that we were in the middle of the pandemic, so there were some shutdowns that were already in place. But
that was the exception. My point is,
I don't think that these protesters would actually just attack Jews.
I've seen some isolated incidents of violence, but it's isolated. And again, right. If you walk through a crowd waving an Israeli flag or wearing a yarmulke, I'm not saying you're asking to get punched, right? That's not fair. You should be able to do that.
Of course.
If you want to do that. But also, I mean, look, when I go into a crowd of rabid liberals wearing a Trump hat, like, there's a reason I go with security. I know, right. I'm putting myself in a compromising situation. So, I mean, again, Jews should be able to walk around college campus and not feel worried. But it's just reaching new levels where people are coming out and saying, look, Hamas has taken over universities. Shut up. These are 18, 19-year-old ignorant college students that are buying into the protest flavor of the month. It's not Hamas. Okay? It's not taking over right. college campuses. So it's the left is taking the bait. The right is taking the bait. Meanwhile, the United States of America is being robbed.
Well, and you know, it's funny that you mention this because we see this. The speech come out from Netanyahu in the context of what happened on Saturday, and I could be mistaken, Owen, but I am 99.9% sure that along with the over $90 billion that we gave to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, we passed the muscle of the TikTok ban. Right, and
so yeah, they put it in there.
Right, we've seen Israel come out and say that TikTok is a major problem, and the content that's going viral on that platform is not only allowing the massive collection of U.S. data by the CCP, but it's perpetuating lies about the genocide being allegedly committed in Palestine. So we see our own politicians not only giving billions of dollars to Israel and Ukraine, Nazis and Jews, but we see our politicians banning TikTok for allegedly spying on us while simultaneously within the same week passing or renewing FISA's ability to surveil U.S. Yeah. citizens without a warrant. So it's okay when we do it to American citizens. It's okay when the United States government does it to Americans, but it's not okay when China does it. And I'm not a fan of TikTok. I think the CCP is an evil organization. Don't get me wrong. But when you pass legislation like this, it is a brazen, brazen violation of our rights and our freedom of speech. And wasn't it the ADL that was famous decades ago for fighting for the Nazis' right to protest here in the United States? How far have we gone?
Well, let's first of all correct the record. It is okay for China to spy on Americans. They do it every day.
Sure.
So and let's put this whole TikTok conversation under wraps. It's not a TikTok ban. They are forcing the Chinese national to sell it to a Jewish
correct.
Individual. That's what they're trying to do. And if they really cared about Chinese influence in our nation's politics, well, Joe Biden is bought and paid for by the Chinese communists. That's on record. China basically runs Apple, refuses to cooperate with the FBI or other elements of our government when they're involved in criminal investigations. They fly a spy balloon over the entire continental United States, and it doesn't even get shot down until it completes its mission. So, no, the government does let China spy on us. This isn't about China. This is all about having a platform controlled by a certain interest group that they don't want.
Stay tuned, folks. More on the other side. Owen Schroyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on
on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.